You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You want to get the icing out of your teeth first?
Bourbon and cupcakes.
This is great.
Oh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping bourbon and eating cupcakes.
Because we seriously are. Maybe we'll spit some news in there, too.
Maybe.
And of course, we're doing it with Tom Krajewski, everyone's favorite nicknamed person.
That's right. Why are we eating cupcakes and drinking bourbon?
Because you guys got me a belated birthday gift. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
This is so awesome.
We got you some fancy cupcakes.
These are some really good cupcakes.
Oh, they are good,
and
right?
We're finally drinking the bourbon. That Plantons. Listener art sent
I'll tell you
us.
What,
thank
it's,
you.
So it's like a little liquid ember going down, isn't it?
It's like, it makes me immediately happy.
It is smooth.
That liquid ember.
It is smooth.
It is. And I'm not a bourbon
drinker. It is smooth
drinker.
Like smooth peanut butter. Is that a saying? I just made it one.
Peanut butter kind of sticks. It's not really.
Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. They do say that.
To her.
They do say that.
Do you know what else I realized? I had this epiphany, and I almost wish I might even do a screenshot of it and post it on my stories. Mm-hmm. Because this is kind of like my friendship with Alicia Malone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there in San Francisco. On the toilet. And I have Bruno Mars's...
When was this?
Two days ago.
Okay.
And I have Bruno Mars's song in my head, you know, the 24 Karat.
Oh, 24 Karat.
Yeah, and there is a moment in that song where it's like, so many pretty girls around me and you're waking up the rocket. Mm-hmm. And I wrote
waking up the rocket?
Thank you.
It's his dick we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's his dick.
And so I write to Alicia and I said, I understand this is a few years too late and I may have already addressed it, but it begs revisiting. Bruno Mars actually calls his penis the rocket. And she's like, oh, I didn't know that. Now that sullies so many pretty girls around me waking up the rocket. Keep up in our 24 carat dance. We have a dance to the entire song. Though I should have guessed what that meant. And I was like, it just dawned on me when that song was rotating around in my brain. And I was like, excuse you, Bruno. And she was like, ooh, Bruno, ooh. And I was like, Bru, no.
Oh, Bru, no.
Bru, no.
Well, I'm sorry. He's always going to be a Bru yes for me. I am so
Would
unbelievably
you
attracted.
Wake up the rocket.
Yes. I'm so unbelievably attracted to Bruno Mars. Like, he might be one of the few people on this planet that I feel like if I ever met him, I'd be like, I don't know how to talk words anymore.
I've interviewed him.
Is he just like as smooth in person as he seems? Like, smooth
listen,
like a fresh jar of Skippy?
Listen.
Okay, interesting.
I may have made a comment about our
like
height
this.
Discrepancy.
How tall is he then?
Like
shorter than I am.
He felt
He's like 5'4".
Yeah, and I'm.
I don't care.
That I love to hear that.
I do
That's
not
great.
Care.
I didn't feel feminine around him, and that is a big struggle of mine.
You did not. Okay, gotcha.
And I may have said something, and he was so quick to just come back and just be like, "Well, you know," and like I can't remember what it was, but he put me in my place instantly, and I always respect that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna give it, and someone gives it back, otherwise it's the saddest game of tennis.
Yeah,
where you fire an ace. And you like, it hits him in the shin, and then you're like, oh, this isn't fun for anyone now. But if you fire an ace and someone hits it back as quick a, you know, whooshed.
You're like, a worthy opponent has entered the field.
Yeah.
It does not surprise me that Bruno Mars is a worthy opponent.
So I respect him for that.
Yes.
But just don't call your dick the rocket.
It rhymed in the song.
Isn't that like...
It rhymed in the song.
The old 60s, 70s song, Sky Rockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight.
Oh, yeah.
They call that rocket. Delight.
Sky well, rockets. That
that's
to me for
about.
Some reason.
No, you're wrong. Because
I 100% know it's about having sex in the afternoon. But something about Skyrocket Delight made me think that they were on drugs. Like it was like, let's take a drug,
that.
Go to the moon, and then have sex.
Actually, let's talk about both of your intimate topics of professionalism.
Okay,
and that is space and rockets.
Yes,
and Tom. Having a dick. So
do I have one?
Let's
do I?
I'm
have
not,
you checked?
I
mean,
you don't
we
actually
have not
know.
Checked. We have not.
None
I'm
of you have
I'm
ever
cool
asked, and I'm kind
assume.
Of offended.
I'm cool to assume.
Yeah.
In
okay.
this, yeah. And if because it makes an ass out of us, that's all you've got
I
going for
it.
You. So.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, Allison.
Do you have a dick?
I call it a penis.
Oh.
You say it in an offensive manner.
Oh, like, is that? Sorry. I apologize. I greatly apologize.
A bit red here because he used a naughty
You guys,
word
we've right. had four sips of bourbon and this is
I've
where
had
the conversation
like two shots, basically.
Do you think that maybe the Apollo or the Sputnik or the.
The Apollo Sputnik? Or the Sputnik?
Do okay. any of these. Resemble a penis. What is the spacecraft that resembles
just any
wait,
rocket?
Great
I
segue.
Guess.
Yeah. The Apollo rocket, which we are going to build as a Lego.
Dick build.
It does look a bit like a dick. But okay. You know what? It was one of the greatest achievements in mankind in terms of space travel. So
if you ask men, yeah. they'll probably say dicks were yeah. too.
But we should talk about
this. This is true, very true.
This is a little business we need to get out of the way. Guys, we are building that rocket, that dick rocket, that beautiful dick rocket. God, I hate that we just
we
did
are
this.
Waking up the rocket.
The rocket this Saturday. This podcast comes out on Monday. We are building it this Saturday, the 22nd. Nice. It will be streaming live on caffeine.tv. We will tweet out the exact link. I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Follow all of us.
It'll be approximately from noon to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, come join us.
Does it take 5 hours to build a rocket dick?
Well, it's like almost 1,700 pieces.
And also
so it does
we'll be
take a while.
Drinking because, Maude, you're not
drinking.
Helping build
we're
it. You're
ordering
serve
food.
Us.
It'll Great. Be a good time. We'll be chatting with the caffeine. Mm. We just build in buffer time, you know. And, of course, we will be joined
by
Alex Albrecht.
The man who shall not be named.
The man who shall not. We'll name him
so
for this.
So he just did. All right.
I know. So please tune in with us. And then, again, we will be... auctioning it off on eBay after we build it. We'll all sign it as well. We'll auction it off on eBay. And all the proceeds we raise on eBay will go to support firefighters in Australia who have been
in
fighting.
Different areas. And we will do research and find out the one
that's I still have to
needed.
Send you those links that Ryan sent me. Okay. Sorry, Ryan. I will do my homework. I also realized I had to do a little bit of business as well. I haven't mentioned this on the show since Drunksmiths, and some people have been... emailing me about it, but during Drunksmiths we had Rati Gupta and Laura Ortiz, the women I did Heart Baby Eggplant with, and we said on Drunksmiths that we were going to be releasing a trailer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So what if you contributed to the show, you already got the update on this via the Seed and Spark site. But I realized I should have said this on this show as well, since we talked so much about it. But the reason you haven't seen a trailer yet is because right before the holidays, we screened the entire run of the show for the cast and crew and our reps.
And it was
Tom
great.
Was there.
I
Tom
loved
was
it.
There.
Yeah.
But it went over so well that our reps were like, do not post anything online yet. We want you to pitch this properly to sell it as a show.
Yeah. Wow.
So we are not allowed to post any footage yet online. As soon as we can, we will. But that is why there has been a delay. I realized we had promised something and then we couldn't give it.
I know,
the good news is that we're pitching it. Like
That's
we're like
awesome.
Hollywood people pitching a TV show. What? It is a learning experience.
You don't have to tell me where you've gone, but how has it been so far? Like
we're in the very beginning processes. Yeah. Like, we haven't even, like, we have meetings set up. We haven't taken the meetings yet.
Okay,
but,
gotcha,
like, things that I didn't know is when you go pitch a scripted TV show, you have to script your pitch.
Yeah.
What?
Like, like, you don't just walk in and be like, hey, here's my show. I'm going to talk about it. You literally walk in and you have a script that you read from to pitch. No, I didn't either.
Do you need me to come in and play my creepy character again?
Oh, yeah. Creepster number two? Is that who you were?
I think I was Creepster number three, actually.
Were you three?
You didn't think I was good enough to be number two. But
No, I think you were two.
I probably was.
I think you were two.
Maybe
me,
you
Alex, and Jonathan Fernandez, and
Kevin Pereira. Yeah, those are our Creepsters.
Well, I can't wait to see it hit the big streaming, wherever you're going.
Yeah, wherever.
I'm looking forward to it.
Some sort of screen.
It was really good. It was
Whether
it was
be
like,
big or small, it will be there.
It was hilarious. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good.
You guys will also appreciate this fun fact right now.
I like fun things.
Today is, we're recording this February 13th.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's the day before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know what today is the anniversary of?
You and something?
Me and something.
Andy?
No.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Sorry.
I thought it was romantic.
No. It's well, it's romantic if you think about it that way.
Is it to do with orgasms?
Whoa!
Well,
hey now,
because that was my guess last time.
if it was, that would be a miracle. Because today is the anniversary of when I lost my virginity.
Hey!
What is it like? I'll say 20 years.
The day
21 years.
21
also,
years.
I'm like aging myself so much. 21 years ago
Allison.
Today, I lost my virginity.
So someone who was born 21 years ago today is now getting their license—not license, but now they can actually drink today.
Yeah, they can.
Isn't that crazy?
Drink
like
today.
21 years ago, you did something very naughty.
I did.
You should be
so
ashamed
naughty.
Of it.
Back up. Back
fuck up with that attitude. I'm not about that.
You know
at all.
I'm kidding, by the way.
I hope so, because I will come down on anyone that thinks sex is shameful.
No. Yes, thank you, Mom. Not at all. I was kidding, and I think everybody knows that I'm kidding.
You know how I know you're kidding? Because your blushing. Eyes are watering and your balls.
My eyes are watering because I had like already like two. What equates to two shots of this.
We're getting into this burp,
and then like the sugar in this cupcake is like really hitting me too.
No, you're like a child. You just get sugar high.
I'm like a child. I'm sweating too.
Don't worry. We have to get him to run it out.
Yeah. Just have you run a few laps around the office.
It is a little toasty in here.
I know.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. What was his name?
Jeff. Like the G-E-O-F-F kind.
That's the English, Queen's English. Yes. Jeff. Good.
I remember like a few years ago, because we're friends on Facebook. I remember a few years ago, like sending him a random Facebook message that was like, happy anniversary of us losing our virginity to each other. Because it was to each other. And he never wrote me back. And I was like, maybe, okay, that was, sorry, you're married with kids. Maybe you don't want to talk about that.
I guess maybe, yeah.
That's a funny thing, because the guy that you set me up with who, you know, left as dinner was being put down on the table.
Yes.
He added me on Facebook a year later.
And
I was
so
like,
random.
I was like, what do you think you're doing this?
So, I mean, Jeff and I, like, we did remain friends for a while until you just fall out of touch. It wasn't like we had a breakup and it was like, then we randomly became Facebook friends. That's weirder to me, what your scenario.
Yes.
Like, I went through, like, 3 years ago or something like that at this point. I dated a guy for, like, a month who was, like, all in, and then all of a sudden, like, literally dumped me 3 days before my birthday, and I was like,
I was so thrown by it.
There was no explanation.
Yeah, it was just like, what the fuck happened? Also, you were the one making all the effort. Like, I was making no effort. But he started following me on Instagram, like, right after that. Like, he didn't follow me while we were dating. He broke up with me and then started following me on Instagram and was like liking my shit, and I was like, I don't understand anything.
Not a competition. Yeah. I think I just topped it.
Top.
Haven't even gone on an official date with this person.
Yeah.
And they've already texted to end it.
What?
Over the fact that I do not share his beliefs in God. But then as soon as I was like, I really appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Sure beats ghosting.
Yeah.
You know, I guess no luck with this, but thanks so much for, you know, having this conversation with me. And then he basically asked me out twice after that.
Really?
So as soon as he said, just be friends, he's like, do you want to go to this anti-Valentine's Day thing with me? And do you want to go to jazz the next night after? And I was like, let me get this straight. Quotations, let's just be friends, but then let's also go on more dates than we've ever gone on already.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I don't either. Because it's like, I guess you probably handled.
Did God tell you to do this?
I'm assuming you handled the rejection so well that he ended up liking you more. And now he's like, well, I want to hang out with this person. I might not. That's odd.
Argument is that I don't know why everything has to be romantic from the get-go. I would rather be friends with someone first and legitimately be like, hey, whatever happens, whatever. Like, I don't want to put any pressure on it. I would deal so much better when there's no expectation
on
it.
I totally agree.
You know, and that's how it used to be in Australia.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then you get to see all of them, not the best version of them. Yeah. You know? And I like that too.
Yeah.
I hate hidden surprises.
Oops. I hit the mic. Sorry. I'm drunk.
You're not drunk.
I'm not drunk.
I'm buzzed.
I'm just having a little warm dance.
So what
myself.
Is everyone doing for Valentine's Day?
As you know,
I don't care.
Oh.
I'm just a spiteful
first
single
off,
wench.
You know what I did do? Because I even said this in the ad, but we had the ad for the Melissa's Baked by
cupcakes,
Melissa cupcakes. I 100% sent those to Andy for Valentine's
Day. Nice.
Yes.
Because awesome.
They were so good. I was like, you need them.
Yeah.
But since Andy lives on the other coast, I will actually be, this felt very on brand, but my friend Rati, who I did Heartbeat Big Planet with, she and I are going to watch the 90s version of Little Women and then go to the theater to see the current version.
So the
one of
on
Little
a rider
Women.
Version first.
Yes.
And then who's
I was like, that feels totally on brand to like hang out with your girlfriend.
Little Women was my favorite movie of 2019. It was Little Women, Knives Out.
Yeah, Knives Out was good.
And I think I said in my Geek Bomb video that it was Spider-Man Far From Home, but that was before I watched either 1917 and Parasite. So I'd seen those.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I was so thrilled that Parasite won Best Picture. I was like
1917 is a brilliant movie.
Yes.
It's so great. And it's like a quintessential Academy kind of like bait movie.
But Parasite is so interesting and unique, even without it being a foreign film. Like, you know what I mean?
It was exciting to watch.
Yes. Yes. I was so thrilled. I was actually on a flight from New York back to LA during the Oscars, so I didn't get watch them. And I Googled, like, literally the plane landed and I Googled Oscars because, as you guys know, Klaus was up for.
They didn't win.
And I was so bummed. Like, I literally Googled it and, like, scrolled straight to that category. And I saw it was Toy Story 4, and I was like, fuck! And then I texted Jim and Zach, and I was like, Buzz and Woody can choke on a dick. And they're like, we're fine. We're at the Elton John after party. Wow. We're having a great time. I'm like, all right, fine. As long as it is. But then I saw that Parasite won.
So there's like, it instantly sparked a couple of debates. And one of them was just purely racist. So I won't entertain it at
great.
All.
Yeah, let's not even get into it.
And the other one was whether you prefer to have foreign visual footage, or whether it be a television show, anime, movies, dubbed or subtitles. And
subtitles.
I think
for
that
sure.
there is only one right answer.
Is it subtitles?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm like, did Tom and I answer right?
Because you're basically taking
the acting away,
performance away from someone by dubbing.
Yeah.
And I can see pros and cons on both sides because I was watching some anime and it was subtitled. Mm-hmm. But when I'm at home watching something, my attention span is so pathetic because I'm glued to my phone. So when I glance down and I look back up 18 seconds later, I'm like, what happened?
Honestly, that's why I like the subtitles because it requires me to focus.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
So I understand that we are of a generation of multitasking and that could not be great, but like this Parasite, like the subtitles, maybe it's a privilege of mine that I'm a speed reader because I am not impaired at all by glancing down and seeing the text and then still maintaining and watching the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not either, but I could understand how that could be frustrating to people.
If you're a slow reader.
Yeah.
Or have like dyslexia. Totally.
But yeah, to me it's the reading never, it's always like the first 5 minutes you get used to it and then my brain sort of adjusts and I'm like, all right. Like I honestly legitimately forgot that movie was subtitled after I watched it.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I won my local bar's Oscar pool.
Oh, you did?
This second year in a row.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Tom.
They might ban you soon because you're too good.
Tom, because you're a ringer?
I could be cheating.
Are you cheating?
It's possible, I'm sure.
Did you vote for Toy Story 4 over Klaus?
I didn't have any power in voting in any of that.
What do you mean? I don't understand. Well, how did you win your pool?
Oh, I mean, no. I mean, I'm sorry. I think meant like I voted like with the Academy. No, okay.
Oh.
For this, no, I just picked the winner somehow. But
yeah, but who did you pick for best animated film?
The one that won.
Get out!
God damn it, Tom! Traitor!
I was going with what I thought was going to win, not what I thought
should win. I understand.
I'm also, I cheated. Like, I'm telling you, I cheated. Yes. I legit cheated.
All right.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys what your favorite films of 2019 were after this break.
We'll take a quick little break. And we're back.
That was quick.
Our favorite films?
Yes, mine was Little Women and Knives Out and Parasite and 1917.
I still haven't seen Little Women, but maybe it'll be up there.
Confession.
Yeah.
I cried 11 times.
Oh, did you counted how many times you cried?
I made it. I literally had a tally.
Oh, interesting.
But that was also happy tears, sad tears, overwhelming tears, like feels tears. And then it was 12 times by the time I got to my car. And then when I got home, 13.
So I crushed it. You got the baker's dozen of cries.
Yeah.
I just, something about my soul was like, I needed that movie.
Yeah.
And then to hear that the Academy, some of the members were just like, I didn't really watch it because I didn't think it was for me.
Jeez.
And
really?
It's like,
you
have a requirement to watch all the movies, whether you think they're for you or not. You are weighing in a very prestigious, you know, accolade.
Although I will say, because I'm a member of SAG, we have the SAG Awards and we get sent screeners, but it kind of goes through a cycle where members of SAG get chosen to be on the nominating committee.
Yeah.
So you choose the films that actually get nominated and then those are the films that get sent to all the members.
Got it.
And about, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, I got randomly chosen to be on this.
Yeah.
And like the movies start showing up and I was like, I'm going to do my due diligence and watch all these movies.
But how many are in for nominations?
Oh, that's what you realize. You cannot actually watch all of these movies that get sent in. Like it's physically impossible. So while I don't agree that people skipped it because they didn't think it was for them because it's freaking Little Women, it's a classic.
Yeah.
I understand the I only have a limited amount of time.
But I mean, what are the requirements for being on the board of the Academy? Is it previous winners, previous nominees?
No. There's an actual Academy. This is a group of chosen people.
But like the people that are in the Academy are previous winners.
No, I don't think so.
I forget.
I thought if you win, you become...
Oh, I actually don't know that.
Like something like that. I don't know.
I didn't think so, but...
I'm just in SAG with Allison. I don't know about the Academy.
I don't get the sense that, like, if you win Best Actor, you're in the Academy.
We could Google it, but we none could. Of us have reached for our phones. No, we're not. So we'll wait for you to tell us.
That sounds like work. Yeah.
We're just going to make up our own answers.
Someone smarter than we
can. So wait, Tom, what were your favorite movies?
My favorite movie was the, I did love, 1917 was great.
Yeah.
And I did love Knives Out because it was so different.
Oh, loved it.
And obviously
I
love
the genre whodunit with Benoit Blanc.
Good. And then, I love my Avengers. Pretty good. And I'm sure there was a bunch of other movies I saw that I just totally forgot. But Parasite was really good. Like, it was so, different and also just, I love, commentaries and, social aspects of stuff. So it was really smart.
Yeah. I mean my top three were definitely Parasite, 1917, and Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, that was my favorite. Absolutely.
I didn't expect Jojo Rabbit to win, but I was like, this is really it's
good.
Just interesting how they did it.
Yeah. I didn't think something that about Hitler could be so funny and still have a good message in there.
Did you see the interview with you say his name, I always say it wrong.
Taika Waititi.
I can't say Waititi. But he came out recently, I don't know, in some interview, and they were like, did you do much research on Hitler to play him? And he was like, no, that guy didn't deserve any research done on him. He's a fucking cunt. And I was like, I love you. I love you.
It's got a great ending, which I love. So
Had a really sad part, though. That
Oh, my God, yes. That was
oof.
But also, it should be. You know, if you're dealing with that point in world history is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
There needs to be.
If you're going to put so much comedy in it, you need to actually ground it here. And
yes,
there,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But great, that was the best movie. I actually did like that more than Parasite. Maybe because it's funny.
Really?
Comedy.
Interesting.
Only because I do happiness in my life.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit's pretty funny.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for that.
And Best Actress for Marriage Story. She was up against herself almost.
Yeah.
She's
she didn't win either. I know, this poor woman. But I was if you're up for two
I think
categories.
She's doing all right.
Yeah, she's doing just fine. She's doing just fine.
Hope she can pay her rent.
And you saw Maude at the Independent Spirit Awards. I tweeted you the Gay Men's Choir.
Oh, my God.
The Gay what?
The Independent Spirit Awards, which is the night before the Oscars. They had a bit where they had the Gay Men's Choir of Los Angeles sing about all the moments in movies that
the gayest moments.
The gayest moments in movies that aren't seen as gay moments.
Okay.
And it's God, what were some of the examples?
The Boy in Marriage Story.
The Boy in Marriage Story who loves Halloween.
Oh.
Like all of these random things. And then all of a sudden it gets to just Laura Dern doing this, Laura Dern doing that. And then the entire last half of the song is just singing Laura Dern. And Laura Dern is losing her mind in the audience. It's pretty great. And then I was like, it's Maude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was the greatest moment of my life. I was so excited about it. I actually tweeted, Instagrammed her. She posted it.
Yeah.
And in the comments, I was like, that was a perfect moment, and your expression throughout was delightful.
Yes, that's what, she's reacting just like a genuine human being who can't.
I love
it. It was like when you guys walked in with cupcakes. Mm. I was like, what?
Yeah.
For me?
Because you're special.
It's like Laura Dern.
I'd go gay for Laura Dern.
Yeah, oh my God.
I would too.
Could you imagine the two of you together?
Be like making out with a mirror.
But isn't that
only
kind
softer.
Of everyone's dream?
No. That sounds very narcissistic.
Only softer.
Because the mirror's kind of hard.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
I could see you making out with her.
Hear that, Laura Dern?
Tom is currently seeing you making out with her
in his
head.
It's nice. It's gentle. It's sweet.
It just seems like a thing that
I just whisper Laura Dern into her ear, and she's like so excited about it.
I also feel like there's just a lot of laughing. You guys have
some chuckles and chortles. Yeah.
Chuckles and chortles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chuckles and chortles needs to be something.
Ooh, wait, what is it?
Chuckles
and chortles?
The candy is, there's a candy called chuckles. Chuckles and chortles.
Chuckles and chortles.
Chuckles a little bit too close to Chucky. I'm going to bow out of that, guys.
Although chuckles and chortles, I feel like could be a good name for a candy shop.
Yeah.
Chuckles and chortles.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Guys, you've said it quite quickly and no one's fumbled. So
chuckles and chortles.
Chuckles and chortles.
Yep.
Say it 5 times fast.
I guess this is the name of our episode.
Chuckles and chortles.
There you go. Aristotle, we made it easy for you. Chuckles and chortles. Should we get into some emails? Because we've gotten a lot of great emails over our little break. This one cracked me up. It's called The Other Popeye. Do you remember what we talked about? Yes.
The Other Popeye.
And it's from Bobby, who he writes in all the time, and he's wonderful, and he has the pet rabbit.
New phone case?
No.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay.
Bobby says...
Really quickly before we start this, remember when you got so shitty at me for not recognizing that you had a haircut?
Did she get shitty at you?
I mean, that sounds familiar.
Okay.
What? Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Did you get it blonder?
She got extensions.
I was going to say, it looked longer,
but...
I have
all new hair.
To be fair, I noticed that, but I also was like, I haven't seen her in 2 weeks. Maybe I'm just crazy.
I ate all my spinach, and my hair grew.
It's very pretty. They're extensions?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
I had extensions once in my life, and they drove me insane.
Oh, really? These are so lightweight.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. They look fantastic.
You couldn't even tell.
I would not have thought.
Yay.
Yeah, they look good.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Just fishing
good
over
job,
here.
Good job, man. All right.
Just fishing for
way
compliments.
To go, pal.
You're so pretty.
At Maud Garrett, if you'd like to throw more compliments. I'm actually bad at taking them, but I'm desperate for them. So it's a weird dichotomy.
Geez. Oh, there you go. Okay, so this is from Bobby. Greetings and salutations, you boozy newsies.
Yeah. Ah, Bobby.
Good day, Maud.
Yes.
Hello again, you trio of Monday hilarity coming at you from the wonderful mythical creature of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I always like it when I say that correctly. I hope everything is well with you all. Just finished listening to your latest episode where you talked about the Family Feud Popeye question. I think that was two episodes ago, but whatever. And I'm passing along this follow-up story in case you haven't heard of it yet. Spoiler, it's a clucking good time. I'll finish his email and then we'll go into the story. Anyways, thanks in advance for reading this email, and I look forward to hearing your soothing voices every Monday. Farewell and valedictations, Bobby Lee, master of fuster cluckery. P.S. I'm sending this on January 30th, which happens to be Charlie's birthday. That's the rabbit.
Charlie!
He can't have regular...
That's my nephew's name, too, now. It wasn't when we first met the rabbit.
Oh.
But now...
Oh, that's right, because he was just born, like, two or 3 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah. He can't have regular cake, so I made him a, quote, fruit cake. Figured I'd share a pic of him eating cake with you guys. He's just eating a tiny pile of raspberries.
That's adorable. He's
Isn't
a good-looking rabbit.
That's such a big rabbit.
I know, but look at him in his pile
Charlie.
Of raspberries. All right, let me go to
this article
on the woman. Okay, so it talks about this woman and how it's gone viral.
Yeah.
But this is the greatest part.
All right.
Her name is Eve. Eve has gained a moment of viral fame, millions of views, articles, and even TV appearances. And while the incorrect answer lost her family the chance to win $10,000, Popeye's Chicken offered her $10,000 worth of chicken for her game show blunder.
Love it.
Which is so smart.
Yeah.
Because she clearly gave them
massive advertising.
Thousands of dollars worth of free advertising. Uh-huh. And they're like, here's $10,000 worth of chicken.
And can you ever get through $10,000 worth of chicken?
In like
not
months.
At Popeye's.
2 months.
I mean, unless it's like just buying up all of those fantastic fried chicken sandwiches that apparently they're selling.
Their biscuits are really good too. Hey,
their biscuits are good.
What if you just became vegetarian this year?
Oh, like you? Sorry, Maude.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you're not Eve then.
I would have done it though, Eve. You're not alone. I would have said chicken. I would have done it.
Yeah. Here we go. This one gets mildly depressing, but it's on theme with a story we had. It's entitled Disney Fatalities and Merlin's Sword.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was last week, I think.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
This is from Ryan. He says, hello, HHHH crew.
Hi, Ryan.
He doesn't do
Hi, Ryan!
So my wife and I are ex-cast members from Disneyland.
Oh,
I
awesome.
Want to also preface
Did they
this...
meet there? Ryan,
he
I need details.
He doesn't say that, but
Ryan.
That would be adorable.
Ryan! Did you meet there?
Aww. Ryan, write us back. Let us know how you met your wife. Yeah. I want to also preface this saying that this does get a little dark.
Ooh, okay, I'm ready for
Jack,
it.
Jack, huh?
So my wife worked at the Hyperion Theater when Aladdin was still there.
Oh my God.
And she got to see firsthand what happens when somebody dies
no!
on property.
No!
Yeah.
What?
Before the show started,
was there a whole new world for her seeing
whole,
it?
Whole new afterworld?
Oh, it's even better.
New afterworld.
You've
Don't
already
you dare
closed your
close your eyes.
You have already closed your eyes.
Wow.
Before the show started, there was this little boy there with his grandma.
Oh,
and it appeared that she was just taking a quick nap.
No.
The show was getting ready to start, and so the little boy was trying to wake up his grandma.
Oh, no.
When she didn't wake up, cast members took notice of this, and they stopped the show. Paramedics came in to the theater, and one of them checked her pulse. He noticed there was no pulse.
Oh.
But the head paramedic still said, okay, we found a pulse. We're going to go ahead and get her into the ambulance.
Gotcha.
And I'm assuming pronounced her in the ambulance on the way to the hospital or at the hospital.
Outside of the grounds.
Yeah,
yes.
So as per your theory.
Can you imagine being that little kid, though?
Yeah. And wouldn't you, like, as a kid, be like, oh, they found a pulse. She's going to be okay.
Right. Well, I also understand them maybe doing that for the
of
little
course.
Kid's
I
sake
totally
so they
that.
Can get
totally
his get. Parents around him before he knows the real news.
Yeah.
Also, that actually recently happened to a a folk singer of some sort. There was some.
Oh,
did you
yes.
read about this?
I think it is.
There was some like folk singer convention or concert or something somewhere, and I forget this man's name. And I apologize. There's probably a zillion people like yelling at me right now, being like, "It's this guy." But this was only a few months ago, and he got on stage with like two other folk singers, and they
yes.
were doing.
Yeah.
It was like storytelling and about how they became musicians and all this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he was in the middle of playing, and yeah. he just went, "Sorry, I need a moment." And put his head down on his chest and closed his eyes, and everyone just thought he just was like needed to take like
a
breather.
And took the rest of his life.
He just never woke up, like literally live on stage in front of like hundreds of people or something
for
like that.
A guy like that, that's probably a good way to.
Yeah,
get
exactly. I mean, the woman who was sitting next to him,
yeah.
she was like, it was the you wouldn't have even known it was the most peaceful thing I've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah.
You know,
I need just, a moment.
Yeah.
to die.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd rather
you just be
yeah.
like, that's it. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Man,
oh,
so much death on this show.
I know. That's well, great. Let me get to the. Now we're gonna go into the Merlin
Disney.
Sword.
I got. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was gonna die from the chicken pox, but I got the immunizing. I was immunized, so I
vaccinated.
New, yeah,
yeah. When
were
you vaccinated?
Again?
Last year.
Are you serious? You didn't get a chicken pox vaccination until last year?
Well, no, I never had the chicken pox, so I maybe were
oh
was previously vaccinated. I don't know, but I just never had them, and so I just got another.
Oh.
I got vaccinated again because I was like convinced that that's how I was gonna die.
Really? Was yeah. it that bad?
So like, no, it's what, like when you get chickenpox as an adult, it's like
it's
really,
worse.
Yeah, it's really
because it's
bad.
It's not called chickenpox then. It's called
shingles.
Well,
shingles.
Shingles is if you
I was gonna say scabies, and I'm like, that's not it.
I thought shingles is if you've had it as a
and you
kid
get it again, it's really bad.
But I think the first time you have it, it's always chickenpox.
Yes, when you're oh maybe
so, like when you were a kid in Australia, they didn't do like chickenpox parties.
Both my
brothers together.
Both my brothers had it.
Oh,
and
man.
I worked with kids, and
wow.
I'm pretty sure like a kid had it, and I'm like,
oh dear,
this is inappropriate. But slide on up next to Arnie Maud here, and didn't get chicken pox.
Man,
yeah. just
oh,
never
man.
Got him. Now I'm not eating chicken.
Oh, it has nothing
so
to do with
Popeyes
it.
Would
nothing
not
to do with it.
Yeah.
It should be called pox. No, never
man.
Mind.
Man, you guys, we are spouting out a lot of like
brilliance.
No, not useful
no,
information because we
useful.
Don't
Sorry.
Know the actual
yeah,
facts.
It's true. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, end of this email. Now onto something a little lighter: the sword.
Yeah.
So there used to be a small show at Disneyland where Merlin was the host. He would pick a kid from the audience and they got to try their hand at getting the sword out of the stone. He would usually pick three kids and the last one would always be able to get the sword out. The only problem though is because it wasn't a full sword, it only went up a couple of inches, and this was triggered by a button that was on the statue itself.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I think they switched it to being remote eventually, but that's why when you pull the sword out it actually does move slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, you know, the
oh.
guy we were talking about just pulled
it.
The whole thing out.
Okay, but he pulled out like basically
a half a sword. There was
yeah.
not a full sword. Anyways, hope this clears up some things, Ryan.
So basically,
sneaky button.
Yeah.
So basically, they had the sword at Disneyland or wherever it was, right? And then they just switched it so nobody could ever pull it, but it still had like the whole remnants left in it. So they didn't like replace it with a brand new like.
Right. I think that's why
steel.
It moved a little because it used to be part of the
yeah,
show where it would actually like slip out, but that never got replaced. And then
oh.
that jacked dude
that wicked,
just ripped it.
Which
was ripped
me,
it all
by
out.
The way. Should have been me.
You?
I really wish it had been me.
Oh.
What a great story. Be king of
I don't know. I think that guy's a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
So,
the guy who ripped it out?
Yeah.
Well, if someone... But someone told
I'm
him.
I'm sorry. He's a partial penis. Is that...
Thank
that,
you, thank you Maude, okay. for respecting my
partial
ears.
Partial penis.
Yeah. Just some of the
but
shots.
But if someone told him it yeah. was possible, I understand putting the effort into it.
Also,
you know
it's
what
like,
I mean?
That's what it's there for you to try. He just happened to be really strong.
But also, right? and someone told him it was... possible. I think that's why he.
Oh, is that what
they, I feel like that's
I can
what was
respect
in the
story? Someone not wanting to back down from a challenge.
Yeah.
I used to have this thing where every time someone's like, I dare someone to do it, I'd be like, done.
Done.
Yeah. I was like,
you
try.
Would?
Really? I used to, yeah.
That's
not anymore?
Just, no, because oh. people found out that I would do a dare and say,
yeah.
like, I dare to kiss
that is,
me.
That is
like,
both a brave and terrifying
yeah.
trait to have.
What's
Maude?
The worst dare that you accepted?
I dare someone to eat this off the, like, to eat this thing that fell on the ground. I was like, yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't get grossed out by that. I'm not like
but
a germaphobe at all.
I think it just depends
good,
on the ground it
be.
Falls on.
Yeah.
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 yeah, if it fell in a puddle of pee,
yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, no, that's not today's challenge.
What if it's your pee?
No, I still don't think that I...
No?
No.
Really?
I don't think that that's a hygienic...
Hygienic,
at all.
Okay.
So on
know.
My...
People...
Oh, that,
no.
No, no, yeah, definitely let's get away from that.
yeah. yeah.
You're the one that brought up pee. Not me.
No, yes, you did.
Ahead. You did.
Yeah, you're the one who said pee.
You, brought
you literally.
You said pee. I said, what if it's yours?
No, no, no.
Nope.
You said
you're the one who said.
In a puddle of pee, you said.
Nope, you did.
No, you said. Wait.
No, Aristotle will tell us right now.
You said that. I would never
no,
bring
you
a puddle
said,
of pee.
No, you said a puddle of mud or something like that. Wait, that's a band.
No, she said pee.
And then you said the pillow pee. What if it's yours? And then you said, what if it's your pee?
No.
I think you
really?
Asked both.
No, we're going to listen to this.
No, I actually, weirdly, although I've been on Maude's side, I oddly trust Tom because Tom doesn't get this adamant about things he's right.
I write bathroom humor for a living and I don't. And wow. I know basically when I'm,
you guys,
it's my joke or not.
This is what bourbon does to us.
I didn't bring it up.
No. All right. All right. All right. All right. I can't wait till next episode when we have
now
the answer.
Now, now we have to listen now.
We have to get back. We have to pause and go back. Wait, Aristotle, can you just poke your head in the window and tell us who said it? Do you remember? Let's see.
Do you remember who said at the peak? Because it was not me.
No, you don't remember. See, none of us remember. Shit. This is
it's
what?
Like Berenstain Bears, Berenstain Bears. You don't know what was what.
Oh, man.
You can't
where
remember.
Did it start? Where did, you guys, we tore a hole in the space-time continuum.
Shove it in
the fabric
face.
Of the space-time continuum.
I'm pretty confident.
Oh, my God. You guys, I love this. I was going to say, speaking of germaphobes, on my flight to New York last week, the guy who was sitting next to me, like I was already in my seat, and then he gets on the plane, and before he sits down, he takes out a pack of wet wipes.
Oh,
and wiped down his entire seat.
Is like, this in the airplane?
In the airplane. There
are people that have come forward and saying this is a very, very smart thing to do.
Right, right, right. Because especially because of coronavirus and all that kind of stuff.
But like, no, that is one of the least cleaned things on a plane.
Interesting.
Who said that they did it and swore by it? And then like a lot of people came out and said, yes, she's on the right money with that. Naomi...
What?
Supermodel.
Oh, Campbell.
Yes.
Yeah.
She
does
like the full kit and caboodle, the wipes. Wow. She wipes down all of it. Because like, do you really see them wipe down the trays each and every time?
I never see them. I never see any cleaning.
No, like,
on a
the
plane.
Screen is what bothers me the most. Because like, nobody's touching
them.
The TV.
Yes.
Screen. So, like, that's why I'm always touching it with like my knuckles.
Yeah.
Because I'm
so germaphobe. So this guy wiped down his whole seat. Yeah. And I'm sitting there in my head going, well, thank you. I'm not going to get coronavirus from you.
Yeah.
And then like halfway through the flight, we like randomly chatted about something. And he told me that coronavirus came up and he was like, I actually have to go to China for business in 2 weeks. And I'm like, but you can't go. Like, didn't they stop flights?
They're quarantined.
And he's like, no, you can still, you can still go. And I was like, but they're not going to let you back in. He goes, no, they will. You just have to fly through another country. And I'm like,
so
you're
going to spread there. Yeah, exactly.
You're the problem.
There's already been... instances where people have in their Instagram stories bragged about getting past the system with the flu. So they they've got the flu or like they've got a fever and they're like, yeah, I basically just like ran my head under cold water or like they did things to bring down their fever.
Right.
And then they were passed through, but they were in the quarantined area or like, not obviously not quarantined because they can't leave, but they were in China. Yeah. And she went to this woman, she did it and she went to Paris, and so France was like, what? What are you doing? No.
Paris cares about shit like that.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Yeah, you said you had the flu last week, right?
Yep.
You had the flu last week?
Yeah. I was in bed for like 8-9 days straight.
You didn't get the flu shot or anything? Or no?
No, I probably should have. Well, it's weird because this, I don't know if I had the flu, but I was definitely not in a capacity to leave my bed.
Yeah.
Right.
But I had like a migraine for 8 days straight.
And like super run down.
Just... had no life energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that.
So it wasn't like sneezing or I ended up getting a little bit of a cough afterwards, but it was a sore throat and just void of energy.
Yeah.
And so like sleeping for 10 hours every night, maybe even more, like napping and just like not being able to function. It was like the worst kind of hangover without having... been drinking.
I'm glad we didn't see you last week then.
I know. No, you wouldn't have seen me because I canceled everything.
I'm glad I left town for my birthday. You're welcome.
What did you do for your birthday, by the way? Because, you were back
on
east.
The actual day of my birthday, I went and I got a...
Oh, no? What's going on? What's happening?
We're getting... I'll be real quick.
Okay.
I went and got a 90-minute massage.
Ooh,
I always try to get a massage on my birthday.
That's fun.
I got my hair did. Just like a glaze. You don't have to notice.
It's okay. Oh,
you got a beanie on.
I got a beanie on. It's disgusting today. And then Andy and I went to this very incredible like farm-to-table restaurant called Blue Hill, which the chef is in one of those like, you know, documentary cooking shows or whatever. There's a very famous restaurant part of a farm up in Tarrytown, New York, which is called Blue Hill at Stone Farms. And this is like the actual city version of it. And you guys will love this part.
I
because
that.
I started drinking again
yes,
on my birthday.
Know.
I hadn't drank since January 2nd.
And how did it hit
and
you?
I met my brother for a drink before dinner. So I actually had two drinks with my brother, and then Andy and I go to this dinner, and we have like three drinks at dinner, and then we went to the champagne bar down the street, and I have another glass of champagne.
Yes.
And then we get home like just before midnight, and I remember getting home, and I wash my face, and then all of a sudden it's 12:30 the next day. I got into bed and apparently just passed the fuck out and slept for 12 straight hours.
It's your birthday. You deserve it.
Because you had how many?
Six drinks. I had six drinks. Seven? Something like
two,
that.
Two, three. No, six.
Yeah.
No hangover when you got up? You were
no,
like,
but I think because I just slept through it. And I was just like out. And I was like, and I was like getting up and I was like, I do feel a little groggy. It's probably like 10:30 or something like that. And I looked at my phone and I was like, 12:30.
When was the last time you woke up and it was already the afternoon?
I know. I can't remember.
Years, probably.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's exciting. Yeah,
I know. So that was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy
Thank you for the
last cupcake. You got one more to take home with you.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take that one home. I can't eat two cupcakes in a row.
You can.
You had
one
two?
Today, one tomorrow.
Oh, no. Oh, there
I
you
can
go.
Barely finish my first one.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
These were delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, Maud's idea. It was all Maud's idea.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thank you, Maud.
I didn't bring up pee, by the way.
You did. You did.
I can't wait till next week when we solve this mystery.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Thank you all for listening. That is... Wait, what do I say? If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify.
Send in a review. Yeah. Jump
send in a review.
Onto the iTunes app, look up the podcast, and put a 5-star review in and
yes.
send us a little note.
Also, don't forget, this Saturday on caffeine.tv, we will be building the Apollo rocket live, the Lego Apollo rocket live from probably 12 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Please tune in. We'll have Alex with us. It's going to be a grand old time. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Thank you, Tom.
All the
nicknames. Krajewski.
Thank you, ladies.
Chitter and chatter. What did we call it?
Chuckles and Chortles.
Yay! Chuckles and Chortles!
A podcast network.